chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, uka, uka.
I can't stop this feeling,
uka, uka,
deep inside of me.
Chaka, uka, uka,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Uka, 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 chaka,
when you hold me in your arms so tight, would you let me know everything's all right? What kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a buck from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay expecting if I can be sure. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Ah, what kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. Ah, what kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Hey, that ended faster than I was expecting it to. Hey, everybody, it's Thursday.
What's the Thursday again?
We got Riff and Xenophobe. The Xenophobe hasn't been on the radio for a while.
Yeah.
Since before the Fuzzle Faggot excursion.
Yeah. Trying to negotiate that would have been a clusterfuck. Maybe not a giant clusterfuck, but probably a normal size clusterfuck. Yeah.
At least a medium clusterfuck.
Yeah. Medium grit clusterfuck.
True grit clusterfuck.
Natalie Portman naked and petrified.
True grits, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we put a Natalie Portman reference in the True Grit?
I think we must have.
Well, I'll check. That seems like something that either you or I would have done.
Yeah. What does it say, man? What does it say? The game is very slow on account of rollover.
Yeah. This is a handful grit, not any fake grit. It's the kind of seriously serious grit that only pirates are badass enough to handle. Also, if you have a pet rooster and never gets burned by a cog in some big piece of hot machinery, this is the perfect thing to treat your rooster cog burn with.
Yeah. Okay, so no Natalie Portman. Unless it's in the use message or something.
That could be.
So, sorry, folks. I'm
sure that all the Slashdot trolls are disappointed and dismayed.
Have you checked out Forum Wars
yet? No, but I've heard you guys talking about
it. It's pretty funny.
I prefer to do that sort of stuff in real life rather than a simulation
of
it.
Yeah, no. Are you a card-carrying member of the GNAA?
No, I've never seen Gainiggers from Outer Space.
It's pretty terrible. The thing is, it's bad in a way that makes you wish it was just some gay porn. Like, would have rather watched some gay porn than that movie.
So that's basically why I'm not a card-carrying member. But I respect their organization and all that they stand for.
The Forum Wars version is the Flaming Black Ops. The FBO.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I finally got past the, and I just had to stop playing for a few days and then use all my turns to, like, pwn some low-level forums so that people would send me some goodies, so I could, like, buy the consumables necessary to pwn the forums that my missions were in. It kind of sucks. Like, there's a spot where it's fairly easy based on the mission progression to just kind of fuck yourself.
Huh.
Like, there's a mission that requires you to loan all of your currency to somebody as a, like, trust exercise, and then you get the currency back when you're done with the mission. And then immediately after I did that, another event triggered that is this thing where you get, like, accosted by the cops, and you have to bribe them with a significant amount of money in order to get access to your contacts back. So it's like, had zero money, needed a lot of money, and just had to do, like, basically just had to, like, grind for the money so that I could complete the mission and get the money that I already had.
Did you have to work for the money?
I did. I worked hard for it.
See, in my real-life forum trolling escapades, I've never had to pay the cops.
Yeah.
Or participate in any trust exercise.
Right, right. Well, it's with the secret government agent that you're injecting XSS code into forums for. And when you pwn threads, it has a chance of, when you log in the next day, somebody will be like, oh man, I saw that thread that you pwned, and I totally ordered you this bicycle. And then you can sell the bicycle for money that you used to...
So the bicycle is vendor trash?
Yeah, yeah. There's this whole, like, sort of list of things that are vendor trash that are only good for you.
Incidentally, if any of you hear tinny computer game music, it's because I'm playing the new Phoenix Wright game.
And if you hear a doorbell, it's because I'm scanning the auction house in WoW.
And if you hear a nice professional radio show going on, believe me, it's me you're hearing, and not these two jokers. I'm just going to start. What's over here?
There's some stuff.
There's a trophy. I can, like, turn a lamp off and on until it stops working.
Some tennis balls you could juggle.
There are. Yeah, I totally forgot about the giant ball sack I hung from the curtain rod last year.
Well, why did you procure and hang a giant ball sack?
The thing is, I wanted... Okay, so I sometimes like to stand outside thinking about stuff, bouncing a tennis ball off the fence. You know, like, that's something that helps me think sometimes. And I went to the store to buy tennis balls, and I was like, you know, I can get this bag of, like, 15 tennis balls for the same price as this can of 3 tennis balls. Like, I'm sure that the can is, like, you know, tennis balls that would be very important to me if I was going to play tennis with them. But, like, I'm saying that the value is in bulk here. That way, if I throw one into the alley, I don't have to go fish it out of the puddle of hobo piss.
Exactly.
I can just get another one out of my ball sack.
Well, how industrious of you to have purchased balls in bulk.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever drunk that BAWLS stuff?
Yeah, actually, I like that.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I tasted a little sip of it at one of the PAXs, and it was pretty foul.
I thought it was fine. I mean, it's not the thing I would drink forever and ever if I could only choose one thing to drink. That would be Cricket Cola, but yeah.
Yeah, Cricket Cola is pretty good.
It's like their diet Cricket Cola is really good, too.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's different, but it uses the sucralose stuff that kind of... almost tastes like sugar, as opposed to, like, NutraSweet, which tastes nothing like sugar.
It's still, sucralose still has that kind of assy aftertaste when I drink it. I've heard a lot of people have said, like, no, sucralose is, like, a dramatic improvement over NutraSweet, but, like, I don't experience it that way, so I'm kind of left in the cold on that stuff.
I mean, it's sort of relative. I mean, you can't really compare it to real sugar. You just kind of have to compare it against...
Or good old high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Let's see. Radio Bugbear questions. How are you finding the new Phoenix Wright game? I'm assuming you're both playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I enjoy it. Except for the part where my fucking ROM card decided it didn't want to keep my save game. That kind of sucked.
You could always try buying a
I did. I went to three different fucking stores.
He actually went
today.
And tried to buy it.
Really?
Yeah, three different fucking stores. None of them had it. Weren't even going to carry it.
Huh.
So I tried.
That's
tried
weird. You wouldn't think that it would be that. You wouldn't think it would be that niche.
Yeah, I tried my damnedest to buy it, and I can't. So instead of, you know, wasting my time driving to the stores or waiting a week and a half for it to come, you know,
sure.
From
no,
the internet.
If I wasn't too lazy to get a ROM card.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like, I'm too lazy to just click a few times on a website, apparently.
It's perceived value. I mean, it's the sort of thing, like, do you want to take the time to figure out how to use this shit, or do you just want to play a game?
I mean, I really thought about buying one for the Game Boy Advance, right? Like, I was fully prepared to pay, like... At one point, I was fully prepared, like, 5 years ago to pay, like, $200 for a Game Boy Advance ROM card because you could get a Nintendo emulator running on it. And that's, I think, what I would use it for. I would not,
Yeah, I've been getting into a lot of emulator. I've got a Mac Plus emulator running on mine and an emulator for the old Infocom Text Adventures and... Whole bunch of stuff.
I have an NES emulator running on mine, and a Super Nintendo one, too, but it only works for a couple games.
Hmm.
Like, it works okay for Super Metroid, it kind of works for Earthbound, didn't work at all for... I can't remember what game it didn't work at all for. I think Chrono Trigger.
I would not be able to play Earthbound without cheating, anyway. I was playing on
PC. I think you can save state him. But, yeah, the NES emulator, though, was perfect. I played Battletoads until I tore my eyes out and bled all over the floor, which was about 5 minutes.
Yeah. This is the fucking hardest game. I would have been so pissed off if I had bought that game. I only ever played it on an emulator, like, years later.
I played it at my cousin's house when I was a kid, and, again, I tore my eyes out and bled all over the place in a fit of rage. Like an 8 or 9 year old kid's rage, but still rage.
I remember my cousin getting so pissed off at Solomon's Key that he accidentally discovered the continue in Solomon's Key by... He just, like, sort of smacked the controller because he got pissed off, and then it restarted a new game at the level that he had died on. He was like, whoa, what the fuck? And then it turns out if you hit up and B at the title screen, it restarts the game at the last level you died at.
Well, that seems...
Yeah, it's like discovering a cheat code by like, flipping out of it.
That's awesome.
Kind of cool. Solomon's Key was like,
I never played it.
It was fun. Like, the first few levels, you're like, this game is awesome, and then you get to a point where you are like, fuck this fucking game. Like, there's just so many, like, it's basically like a little platformer where you're exactly as tall as all the sort of level elements, and, you know, you can jump exactly your height sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this wand that will create a brick in a square.
That sounds similar to something I played.
Or will destroy a brick,
yeah.
a destructible brick, if it exists. And there's, like, all these hidden treasures, apparently several of which are required to complete the game, that you get by building a brick in a random spot and then smashing it. It's not even like the hidden bricks in Super Mario Brothers where you could accidentally find it. It's like, oh, sorry, you can't beat the game because back in level 40, you didn't, you know, build yourself a little staircase up into this useless corner for no reason at all and build a brick here and then smash it so you can get the hidden bell.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it is some serious bullshit.
I mean, exploring is one thing, but having to build a brick in a random spot and then smash it.
Yeah,
which basically would just, I would sit there and I would, you know, move my character to every conceivable spot in the level.
But the thing is, they sort of ruin, like, in a lot of times you build a brick, there's treasures that you can get by breaking destructible bricks that are already there, but they, like, every spot can contain that treasure data, so there's a lot of places where you can make something and then smash it, and then there's, like, a potion. Or you make something and smash it, and then there's a... Yeah, like some gem that gives you extra points or something.
Or a statue of Natalie Portman naked.
Yeah, statue of Natalie Portman naked.
It's like, did you hear about the thing about getting the best weapon in Final Fantasy XII?
No.
In Final Fantasy XII, this is such outrageous bullshit. The way you get the best sword in the game is there's a treasure chest, like, near the end of the game that contains it. But it only contains it if you did not open 4 other treasure chests that appear throughout the game. And they look exactly like any random treasure chest, and there is no indication that if you happen to open one of these four treasure chests, then you don't get the best weapon at the end.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever. That would be one thing in a game that you could play through. Like, if we did something like that, you know, game you could play through in a few days.
Yeah.
Then sure, but
yeah,
like,
we could get away with that kind of crap.
Yeah, game that takes 50 or 60 hours to play it through.
I mean, I honestly kind of feel like... So, here's what I think happened. EverQuest had a lot of quests in it, right? At launch, it had zero quests, which was ironic, right? Because it's
well, wasn't pretty much the entirety of MMOs up until that point just grinding?
Yeah, I mean,
like, did Ultima Online
have Ultima Online was, like, grinding skills, and so there was very little, that, you know, it was, like, I mean, you know, what Raph described to us as a gamey world rather than a worldy game, you know, like, Ultima Online was very worldy.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I never played either at EverQuest or Ultima Online.
By the time I played EverQuest, they had tacked on a quest system, and it really sucked in a lot of ways. Because, so, like, initially, it was just grinding. It was you just kill stuff and get, you know, get gear or whatever. There was no bind on equip. There were a lot of problems with EverQuest that, like, make it very not surprising that World of Warcraft has been so much more successful.
Well, part of the reason why was because that a lot of the people that played EQ were on the WoW development
team. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know the two main guys now were, like, hardcore EQ raiders.
So they probably knew the mechanics in and out and could improve on them.
Yeah. But there are some really no-brainer things, like, in EverQuest, in order to sort of force you to group, it was, like, 5 minutes of downtime between each mob fight.
Yeah, I'm one of my old guildmates back when I raided in WoW. Used to came from EverQuest, and he said that in order to regenerate mana, you had to sit with a book open that filled your entire screen.
Yeah, you couldn't see anything.
Yeah,
and that was the point. You couldn't see anything, and it just took minutes and minutes. And the weird thing was, though, like, nothing was bind on equip, so there was just, like, and you just randomly find people who would just sort of twink you without even knowing you, right? Like, just get awesome swords, because, I mean, they're useless to them, they don't vendor sell for anything, and they're not bound. But, so they tacked on this quest system, right? And it worked by you would walk up to a certain character, hail them, and then say a certain word to them, right? Hmm. Sometimes it was clued by the stuff that they would say when you hailed them, but sometimes it wasn't. Sometimes it was just this random shit, you know? And so the age of the MMO, like, strategy guide was born, right? You just couldn't find anything. You would not be able to play the game if you had to discover everything on your own. And in a way, you know, that's another way of making something multiplayer, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, requiring you to get... We've done some of that now, right? I mean, like, the El Vibrato stuff, like, there's no way you would ever find it on your own. And it was kind of on purpose like that, but, you know.
It was a world event, though. I mean, it's not the core mechanic of our gameplay.
Right. No, certainly not. It's something that we were playing with outside of the normal scope of things. But I wonder, the reason that I started talking about this is I wonder if... single-player RPG designers are starting to sort of do the same thing, you know? They knew that somebody would play through the game without opening any treasure chests.
Well, no, because it sells hint books.
Oh, really? They would tell you how to get that.
Yeah.
For single-player RPGs, don't they pretty much just release the hint book alongside the game nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
You frequently get, GameSpot, they always, or GameStop, we'll give you $10 off this strategy. Like, I've never bought a strategy guide for anything ever, and I just never would.
I've bought a couple just if they were games that I knew I was going to want the strategy guide sitting there next to me instead of having to get up and go in the next room to look it up on GameFAQs.
Right.
Or if it was a strategy guide that, like, I don't know, like, if it looked like it was really well produced and had some interesting art and stuff in it, then I might pick it up.
I mean, sort of from a evil capitalistic scum sort of viewpoint, it's good to provide your players, you know, if they're playing your single player RPG game that they bought from the store, it's good that they are able to sort of speed through it. So that way they finish the game earlier and they get, you know, they get the Switch and they gotta go buy something else.
Gotta buy another game. Yeah. And that's also a way to get more money out of somebody who's already bought your product that they only need one of.
Yeah.
You know. Which,
you know, it's,
you know, I bought the World of Warcraft Atlas.
Yeah,
but that was handy.
There's another one, you know, coming out. The new edition of that is coming out in a couple months. Yeah, you can pre-order it on Amazon.
See, I've always had WoW heads. That was never really a problem for me.
I just liked having it.
Yeah,
book,
it's a really,
you know,
it's a really, I don't know, it's like, it's pretty.
I mean, sure, there's
just
the,
a really
the art
book
value in it, but I didn't really think I needed one to play the game.
I just also really like maps.
Yeah.
Plus it's got the index that tells you where every monster and NPC can be found, so if you've got like...
That's probably already hopelessly out of date.
It's out of date for everything in Outland and some things in the old world, but for the most part it's still useful in the old world. So I can't tell you how many quests I've had that said on them, when you're done, go back and give this to, you know, Horus such and such, and I was like, well, hell, where
that
the hell was he?
Right.
But I just look it up in the book.
I mean, I guess when I'm looking for something in particular, I always just go to Thoughtbot.
Yeah. I'll be doing that more often once I've got the new computer, because this one can't really handle playing WoW and running Firefox at the same time. So I'd have to, like, minimize the window, which takes a while, open Firefox, which takes a while, and then go backwards to get back to playing. So it was a pain in the ass.
You should have installed a web browser on your DS.
I'm sure that would have worked out well for you.
Let's see. Istanbul wrote last week, is there any love plan for Possumancers? What with their spells costing more than sorcerers, their high-level spell not doing elemental damage, and the lack of a class boon like the potion sorcerers get, feels like they've really gotten the short end of the stick lately. And by lately, I mean since NS13. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they got the short end of the stick so much as we had a lot of really cool ideas for sorcerers.
Yeah,
and
sorcerers got the long end.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's, you know, we had tossed around the idea at some point, and then it turned out to be like, hey, this is another way we can make sorcerers even cooler, you know, like to occasionally have some leftovers pop out when they were cooking. So then we thought about that, where whenever you, like, we, you know, let's say whenever you make a pasta dish, you have a chance of getting, like, a handful of ravioli shuriken or whatever
meatballs
that you can then cook with other stuff to make like powerful combat items, and maybe they'd be untradeable.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of interesting, right? If they're sort of as powerful as your spells, or if they were combat items that took your plus spell damage into account. That's something that would actually maybe be useful.
Yeah.
Yay, combat items.
I don't know that anybody would have... Somebody in dev described me as having had a real hard-on for combat items lately.
Yeah.
But I feel like the combat items that I've been putting in the game lately, it's not so much like, oh, what the fuck, more combat items, as like, hey, cool, combat items that actually do stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody would ever cook... Like,
maybe if it was
nobody would spend a turn cooking to get.
Let's say maybe
items.
If the cooking was free.
Yeah,
I don't know if that how that would work potentially, but
if you've got your chef.
No, I mean just free as in gratis, with even if you don't have a chef. Because like the remnants from your cooking pasta mancer dishes.
Yeah, I mean it'd be one thing if you ended up with some ravioli shuriken that were like themed after whatever it was that you were cooking or whatever.
Yeah.
I also keep meaning to pull lo mein out of the wok, and I just keep forgetting to do it. Maybe I should leave myself a note. I think I'm Guanter.
Guanter, make a note of it.
Dewokify. Lo mein's anus. Alright, I've made a note of it. Let's see. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, how about putting spice drops in the sandworm combat? The spice is life. Keep meaning to do that, too, and keep not doing it. And we also meant to do that, like, rare drop in there that we never did.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
That's right. Because we were so protective of that particular spoiler that we didn't even tell you.
Ooh.
That was a guitar riff.
Istanbul says, the last portable game system that allowed you to play pre-existing games was the Nomad, created by Sega to play Genesis games. Before that, the Turbo Express by NEC played TurboGrafx-16 games. Other than that, nothing. Two systems by companies who no longer produce consoles. Breath? Don't hold it. Note that I don't count the PS1, as it's portable in the same way that a GameCube is portable. I don't know, the PS1 is portable.
Didn't they make a version of it that had the screen that could attach to the top?
The PSONE, not the PS number one. Yeah, like, the thing is, the PS2 is something that I could carry around and play if it had
Scully
a built-in screen.
Scully posted a link the other day of a guy who installed a PS2 case. Yeah.
You know, it's like they could get a couple hundred bucks out of me if they made a PSTWO.
You know,
like, because I would play Rogue Galaxy lying in bed in a way that I won't play it. But I mean, the thing is, just a portable game system. I've made it through more games on the DS than any other system that I've ever had.
I don't own any consoles anymore other than a DS. I mean, I bought a Wii. I remember standing in line with Rift to pre-order one, and then I played it for about maybe five games, like five sittings, and then I stopped playing. I ended up giving it to my little brother. And I don't know if it's because I'm older now or if my focus has changed, but I just can't sit down and play consoles anymore. But I sure love the hell out of these portable games.
They've got those portable DVD players now. I don't see any reason why they couldn't do it.
Yeah. I actually picked one of those up recently because when we went on our honeymoon, our anniversary trip, I didn't want to... I specifically wanted to not take a computer with me.
Right.
But I wanted to watch some Buffy. So, got a little cheapy. It's kind of terrible.
Really?
I cheaped out on it. I was like, you know, this one looks like it has, like, the simplest interface. Looks decent, but the screen is so low res that it's like watching TV shows on a Super Nintendo somehow, you know, like it's okay unless you're trying, like, it only really gets to me when, like, the credits are rolling and it's like, wow, these letters are like 9 pixels tall. Yeah. Like, that's terrible. Azu says, how about having the requirements for the chef staff of Ed be every quest reward? That's actually kind of interesting. If it required the confetti, there is no way that you would ever be able to...
The confetti and, like, the bat skin
belt. The
confetti,
the mega gem. Well, not every quest reward, but, you know, like, all of the level 11 quest rewards. And then the chef staff could be tradable because it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's,
I think that was my phone. Anyone else hear that?
I heard it's kind of a bling, bling, bling.
Yeah.
A
bling, bling, bling. Maybe it was your gold fronts.
It could have been.
Yeah, that's actually it, because all we would have to do would be to require the confetti as part of what makes the chef staff. And then that's like a good reward for missed classes. And it's a way to get rid of those quest items for people who are like, I don't like quest items. And use the drowsy sword too. Whatever. And the ear trumpet.
Wouldn't that be kind of a bad idea though?
Yeah, that'd be a terrible idea.
Okay. Sorry, I don't play this game, I don't know how it works. I just write the code for it.
Johnny say, with all the talk about Soul Raver, have you considered implementing a quest that plays out over multiple ascensions? KOL Raver could utilize interesting new Hanks mechanics and could breathe some new life into Ascending. Yeah, you know, we talked about a lot of stuff when Ascension first rolled that we, like, you know, we have too many fucking ideas is the problem. Like, we come up with some neat new mechanic and then we use it exactly once and then we move on to something else. But yeah, I mean, something that Hot Stuff always sort of laments is that we didn't ever revisit the original Ascension content and add in more, like, alternating stuff and stuff that changes over multiple Ascensions. Now that we have permaflags, it's much, much easier to do that. Istanbul said, I love all the level 11 quest is getting, thanks. Yeah, you're welcome. Shima says, how come powders and nuggets are in the miscellaneous section and wads are in consumables? They both give effects.
Yeah, but the wads
hit
yeah.
spleen.
Yeah, the wads hit spleen.
And,
the wads hit spleen. The wads. All in all, it's just another break in the wads.
16 wads will kill him. Grax says, thanks for the update. Much less frustration for the folks that ascend on a semi-regular basis. I don't know which update he's talking about there.
Maybe the Meat Paste Zores update?
No, I think it was one of the ones from Monday. Probably the Bird Rib Lion Oil thing. Maybe. Also, the new El Vibrato content rocks. Should make basementing much, much less frustrating with the plus MP and HP enchantments.
Oh, yeah.
LOTE says, hey, could we, you, do something about how accessories are organized when organized by power? That shit is crazy. Actually, what he said was that stuff is crazy, and what I meant to say was that shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my shit.
It has to do with the fact that, power is divorced from stat requirement now. It used to be that we had to put in a power for every accessory that we had in order to, you know, dictate its stat requirement. A power of an accessory really doesn't do anything. So all the accessories that we've made lately tend to be 0 or 10 power because we fill in the stat requirement, you know, in a separate field now since it's been divorced from the stat or from the power.
And I don't think that you would want them organized by stat requirement, really.
Yeah. Power, 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 power. We got so much power.
Power
now.
NoNM says, who said anything about plastic? They put real babies in there. Talking about the king cake. And the king snake.
Ta-da.
Frankenbean says, woo, 2 years. Thanks for the gift, folks. Also, what do you folks think of the U.S. government shooting down a satellite soonish? I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that they're just like... Do you think that that was actually important, or do you think that they're all like, look what we can do?
I'm going to go with the look what we can do.
Also, we're going to blow up the moon.
And what good is it for? We don't need tides. We just use all instead.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Use alls to punch all of our holes. I thought that was the one cool thing about the remake of The Time Machine was how they blew up the moon, and then it just becomes this kind of asteroid belt that has little bits of the moon floating in it. It's a ring around the Earth. Like, that was
practical and stylish.
Johnny says, on a previous show, Jick mentioned the dev team was working on a JavaScript thin client for the inventory page. Did you mean thick client?
I would assume, yeah. It would definitely be a fat.
It would be a thick client, yeah, not a thin client. Yeah. I just don't use the words to do anything. I don't use words to mean what they mean.
Yeah. And I was the one that was working on that. I've kind of shelved it due to technical problems with it, just trying to figure out how to synchronize things between using items and getting items. And
yeah, eventually, that's probably going to be the next stage in, like, lag reduction is going to be an Ajaxifying of the inventory, and it might require us to do some stuff that you guys aren't going to particularly care for.
Yeah, user interface things.
Yeah. The thing that we would probably have to do if we were going to really Ajax up the inventory and start storing it all in a session so that it would make the game dramatically faster for everyone, so there's the benefit there, but we would basically have to move to the kind of structure that other MMOs have where when somebody sends you an item, like in a K-mail, rather than it just appearing in your inventory when they send it, it would be in the mail, and when you read the mail, you would have to click on it to get the item out.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff points out that he feels like that's a lot less confusing to people. Like new players who, if they log on and go to their inventory before they go to their messages, they're like, where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I probably discount the impact of that because my inventory, the only stuff that is in my inventory is random shit that people send me. And, you know, I just thought, I was like, I see something, I'm like, oh, yep, somebody sent me that at random.
We were talking about this earlier today, and basically the problem is that everyone who's used to the way that it works now is going to have their shit kind of fucked up by having it work a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, just sort of that psychological disconnect between, you know, initially getting your items as soon as you or someone mailed them to you, and then having to actually do something to retrieve the items from the mail, it's going to be, you know, confusing for people.
They would get used to it.
They would get used to it, and there would be a period of bitching, and there would be a period of me going in the forums and telling them to shut up and cry to their moms. And then, you know, the circle of life would continue.
It would really break the whole gift package thing.
Yeah, that would have to be rethought.
Because you get three messages. If three different people sent you plain brown wrappers, you know, and the plain brown wrappers are sitting in the mail, whichever one you clicked on, you would think, oh, this is the present from Joe number two, and then you'd open it, and it would be the present from Joe number one, if they had named all of their accounts after the order in which they were going to send you presents. But
we could kind of just get rid of the gift package items in that case. I mean, we could still use the graphics and, you know, display the items as gift packages in, like, the message.
But then you wouldn't be able to get them out of your mail until...
Well, whenever you would want to get them out of your mail once you're out of Ronin or Hardcore, you could just click on it, and then it would open the package, say, this was the note that was inside, you're a huge heart, and give you the items, and there would just never be a gift package in your inventory.
That would be affected by the 30 days or however long it takes messages to expire from your inbox.
Well, we wouldn't do that, is the thing, like...
Yeah.
We would no longer do that on... Because I wouldn't do what World of Warcraft does and just destroy items if they're in the mail for that.
Well, what World of Warcraft does is that if someone mails you an item and you let it lambast in your mailbox for 30 days, it gets returned to them.
Unless you've looked at it, in which case it deletes it.
Hmm. Also, once it's returned, if that person also chooses to let the item languish in their inbox for 30 days, it is then deleted. Because there's a bit on a mail that... determines whether it's returnable or not. And once you've returned the mail once, you can't return it again. So, yeah. I imagine that's actually a pretty significant item thing for World of Warcraft.
You think?
Yeah. I've let some items...
Well, I mean, I guess tons of people use a bunch of alts as... They mail stuff to a bunch of alts.
Yeah. Or, like, if you, like, go on vacation or you stop playing for a while, all the items that are sitting in that mailbox just sort of disappear over time. See, there's another Johnny question I'm gonna link.
Oh, right, yeah, he's talking about a suggestion that he made for a JavaScript thick client inventory page.
But Johnny, it's sort of like that. It's basically sending the bare minimum amount of information to construct an inventory page from the server, and then requiring the browser to generate all the HTML and the links and the candy. Because there's candy in the inventory, right?
Sometimes.
The inventory is bandwidthy, but bandwidth is not like the biggest problem really for us. Yeah. You had posted in that thread a lot, actually.
Have I?
You had, yeah.
Huh,
there's a bunch of replies really from you in that thread that he links to. Double AW says, "Would a synthesizer cow go moog?" No, because that's pronounced Moog. An A and like a Euro.
Oh, wow, this thread is like 2 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Hoopity says, in quotes, "Yeah, that has the potential to be the most broken thing we've ever put in the game. Jick and 120 minutes of Jick and Skullhead frightening the player base." it wouldn't have been, like, damaging if we hadn't thought of it. Plus, there's no chance we wouldn't have thought of it. The, been doing a lot of work the last couple of days on what is going to end up being one of the most content-rich items of the month ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. not how you'd think, though. It's not content-rich like the Badger. It's just, I'm excited.
It's labor-intensive in a good way.
It's labor-intensive for us, too.
Yeah.
So
I think that's what I meant.
That is what you meant? Yeah. That's probably what...
I mean, it's not labor-intensive for the end user. I mean, it's a pretty simple concept, but
right.
It's just the possibilities are limitless.
That's true. We can do anything at ZomboCon. The only limit for March's item of the month is us.
Oh, it's funny! Oh!
What, are you against ZomboCon?
I just... I'm not rabidly for it like every other goddamn person. I
but
need.
the impossible is unimaginable at ZomboCon.
I'm sure your children will be thrilled.
Yeah. Dr. Van Mojo says, Dear Jake, the Haradric Taco Cube would be the greatest invention in the history of man.
Sterile,
please, please, please make it a reality.
Only if you're sure.
Did you hear the discussion of the Haradric Taco Cube?
No.
Maybe you're just too educated, stupid to understand the simplicity and the beauty of nature's harmonic four-way Haradric Taco. No. So, like, a Haradric cube that you put cooking ingredients in and it makes you a taco, but it, like, rolls on a drop table for tacos, you know, that's maybe influenced by your...
By what ingredients you put in,
yeah. And
so if I put in a horse... A dead stripper, and...
We don't have any of those items in our game.
Yet.
We have a rocking horse head, and we have some pasties, which I guess could be, like... if you had a stripper that was wearing the origami pasties, and then you threw her into a vat of something that dissolved everything except paper...
A stripper?
Yes, and you could consider the origami pasties to be the remains of that stripper. That and the sort of stripper juice floating on top of that.
Come on. The reaction between the stripper and the stripper.
Oatgan says, can we have an evil twin disguise that just adds a sinister-looking goatee to the player image? No.
Because then you'd be giants.
He also says, can all critical hit text during the Baron quest be changed to OMG Tech Crit? That's kind of funny.
I turned off Phoenix Wright. It was distracting. I couldn't make sense of the things. I thought you all should know this.
I Crazy Bone says, shouldn't the Continuum Transfunctioner give pixel resistance, just a small defense boost towards pixel monsters?
But you don't know how to use it, because its power is exceeded only by its mystery.
Yeah. Let's see. Changling Bob says, regarding Tuesday updates, I think a lot of the people complaining about the lack of Tuesday updates, if there is some kind of regular... If there's some kind of regular patching cycle, even if it was, say, every other Tuesday or something, that this perception of regular drip-fed updates, rather than that there may be more stuff this week, but who knows? If the point that you're trying to make is the point that I think you're trying to make, I think that you're right. I mean, the problem with that is that at this point, I honestly think that Tuesday updates would be bad for us in terms of the overall rate of stuff that we're getting done. Somebody asked, and I forgot to ask you, as a percentage, how done is the Nemesis quest? I feel like you've changed your overall plan on this.
The initial design for it was created a long time ago, and a lot of things in the game have changed since then, so a lot of it needs to be reimagined. I've got the very next portion is completely written and just has to be implemented. The section after that is figured out, and I just have to write it, and then there's a couple sections after that I have to figure out what they're going to be.
Wow, they're not kidding. Uber Noodleboy says, did you hear that Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle is getting a sequel?
Yeah.
It's called Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, somebody's got the movie poster as their form avatar, which is Neil Patrick Harris riding a unicorn, and it says WWNPDD, or NPHD.
Huh. Why is he riding a unicorn?
Because he's Neil Patrick Harris, man.
Also, he says, regarding recipe books, you could go the World of Warcraft alchemy route and have recipes that you have to discover from cooking random stuff that goes straight to the recipe book without saying what the ingredients are. Limited market of producers plus mystery ingredients equals economy shenanigans. The thing is, you would be able to tell immediately after you cooked one what the ingredients were, and what would we do if somebody tried to cook those two things without...
Also, the WoW alchemy route is, or with recipe discoveries, is fucking retarded. I really find that a dissatisfying mechanic.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's pretty dumb.
Huh. I don't mind it so much. Like, yeah. I feel like the handful of times that I have discovered stuff, I was, like, excited. Because I was like, wow, you know? How many people know how to make this? Like, I feel like it's got to be frustrating for somebody who's, like, a completionist, you know?
Yeah, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Kind of like stripper.
Right.
You're not supposed to take that stuff internally.
When I was trying to conceive of I've got a lot of ideas for a real MMO crafting system, right? A couple ideas. I started noticing, and this is kind of frustrating, having just hit, like, the old level cap in World of Warcraft on our characters on the server that I play on with my wife, she is finding, and this was a giant pain in the ass, too. They had made it so, like, you're a blacksmith, right? And when you hit the level cap, you're also hitting the cap of the blacksmithing skill. And they make it hard to get to, you know, like... what it is it's you're at level 60. In the old game, you were at level 60, and your trade skill could get up to, like, level 300 or whatever, right? Yeah. And then the expansion came out. They increased the level cap from 60 to 70, put in all this awesome new content, and added another layer onto the trade skills. But this problem now is that all of the stuff that actually levels you up, all of the stuff that sort of gives you experience in the trade skill at the high end of the old level cap requires, like, really painfully rare or hard to get ingredients that would be, like, days worth of acquisition effort at the old level cap. And that's all well and good, but it's still days worth of acquisition effort now, only it's in content that's, like, largely irrelevant because none of the other drops are meaningful because you've leveled past them.
Yeah, but before, during the level 60 content, there would be a thriving economy based on the reagents that these things sort of needed.
Right.
I mean, there would be people that would be in the zones that would provide the items that you needed to level your profession up. Now that there aren't really any... or there isn't really anyone sticking around to do that old content anymore, the materials for these high-end crafting recipes that you need to get to 300 are just sort of not in the auction house.
But then once you get to 300, suddenly there's all this easy shit you can get and easy recipes to make once you get into the expansion, right? So, but it's problematic, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about how to make a cooler crafting system, right? Something that I thought of that I feel like is pretty core to this, like, you know, magic crafting system that I'm envisioning is... this has nothing to do with what I was just talking about, but I'll get to that. Basically, you level up crafting like you would level up your character by killing monsters, right? Instead of it being like, oh, you know, making a copper sword will teach me how to make whatever, you know, it's like... making a copper sword gives you one experience point, right? And you need 10 experience points to be able to make iron swords, and then iron swords give you 10 experience points, and you need 100 experience points to make, you know, steel swords. And then steel swords give you 100 experience points, but you need 1,000 experience points to get to the next level, you know, to make mithril swords or whatever. So you could level just making thousands and thousands of copper swords, but you don't really want to, right? Like, the same way that, I don't really see any reason for low-level mobs to stop giving you experience. You could get I guess their reasoning in World of Warcraft is that you could walk in to an area, just area of effect nuke every monster in the area, right? when it was no threat to you, and if it gave you any experience at all, there would be a reason for you to do that. Yeah. Right now, there is no reason for you to do that, so there's plenty of, you know, level one rabbits for all the newbies to kill, and if you could do that. But with a crafting system, I don't think it would have the same problem, right? Because in order to get enough copper to make the 100,000 copper swords that it would take to level you up to the point where, you know, and also, why are you trying to make steel swords if you're not interested in making progressively better swords, right?
Yeah.
Part of it would have to be that crafted stuff had at least the potential to be better than stuff that dropped elsewhere in the world. Right. Or at least not just completely made irrelevant by stuff that you got in other ways than crafting, right? Like, that's the only thing that's ever going to make crafting important and interesting. So basically, the other part of that was that when you crafted something, in addition to giving you experience, it also had, any given thing that you could craft also has, like, a drop table. But not a drop table where you get items out of it, but, like, a drop table where something good happens. Either every five swords that you make, or whatever, every time you make a sword, there's a 20% chance of you learning how to make a different sword, right, which is interesting. Or a 20% chance of this sword being special in some way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
If we've got, like, unique items.
Yeah, with unique items. I mean, I'm just talking about purely in, like, how I would design crafting in, like, a World of Warcraft. In a game that did not have
awesome
restrictions.
Actually,
that we had, right?
If there was a small chance of your copper sword being a copper sword plus one.
Right. Copper. What was the example that I was using the other day? I forget when I was talking about it. The sword of the...
Oh,
fuck face, what I said.
Something hermaphrodite teeth.
Yeah, the sort of the plus 10 sort of the hermaphrodite. That So then the other thing that I thought of that I feel in a lot of ways would address the whole, like, irrelevance of content at the old level cap. Because the thing is, with an MMO, you always sort of have to, you know, pardon the lame pun, but you always kind of have to take it to the next level, right? Like, You have end game play. We avoid that, and we avoid that in a way that's really limiting to us, because, you know, World of Warcraft, they know nobody's leveled past 70 right now, so they can make an encounter that's challenging, right? We, unless we make an encounter scale, it's, you know, we can't say, like, oh, okay, well, you know, this is something that's going to be challenging, because there are people at level 9,000 and people at level 15, you know, whatever. But, if there was a level cap, and if you were trying to avoid the irrelevance of crafted stuff at the old level cap, rather than... Part of this would be narratively problematic, right? But, basically, to make a high-level sword, it would be made out of a medium-level sword plus some stuff. To make a medium-level sword, it's made out of a low-level sword plus some stuff. So... Basically, there would be a market. I feel like at least what would happen is there would be a market for trade goods at every level of the trade skill, because everybody still needs copper. I mean, you know, in you're trying to simulate a real world, like, the most experienced blacksmith in the world still needs a hammer. You know, he still needs, like, coal to run his furnace. You know, it's not like you just grow out of the basics of a trade, right? So, if everything that was going to be crafted at level 70 required stuff that was crafted at level 60, even if it was really hard to get, it can just be that much awesomer, you know? If you really want the best stuff, you have to go back and get the stuff that was irrelevant but now is no longer so, because it's part of what you need to get the best stuff. World of Warcraft crafting is just kind of... They seem really schizophrenic in their goals.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I feel like a large part of that is the level 300 to the level, you know, 305 sort of disconnect, where it's just increasingly harder and harder, and then it just sort of breaks through this barrier and becomes easy again. And I feel like that's more due to, like, rushed game design than I think it has to do with. You know,
they are addressing it to some extent. Yeah. Like, they put it, you know, there was this really awful area in leveling the cooking skill that you basically had to, like, either also be fishing or buying fish from people.
Yeah.
They're fixing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rid of the cooldown on the Arcanite Transmute, which
that would have really helped me out about
like a month ago. Yeah.
No, a week ago.
Yeah. So all right. For those of you listening, the way that this works is, it used to be that the high end blacksmithing stuff was made out of a metal called Arcanite, and there were not nodes of Arcanite that you could mine out in the world, but you would get these like arcane crystals, right? And then a high level alchemist could take an arcane crystal and a bar of some other kind of metal and transmute it into a bar of Arcanite. And he could do that once every 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because it used like a philosopher's stone kind of thing that had a cooldown every time you transmuted something with it. Depending on how complicated the transmute was, you know, it would give you like a limitation on how soon you could use it again. And what that meant is that, you know, a really good axe made by a blacksmith would require 40 or 50 bars of Arcanite, which in turn required the services of 40 or 50 days worth of alchemists, right? So
you could obviously, you know, contact more than one and cut the amount of time that it took to take.
And you would, but they all made some money. I had an alchemist. I didn't know anybody who was a blacksmith, but I made a significant amount of money just buying the ingredients of Arcanite, making a bar of Arcanite every day and throwing it into the auction house.
Yeah.
Right? That used to be the way that you could make money, just by logging on once a day for 30 seconds to do this transmute.
Well, there's a lot of things, like in engineering, on the paladin that we have on the server that we've been playing on, I was making a goblin something or other. I was like a rocket gun or something. Anyway, it required me to get two pieces of Arcanite, and I searched around and I couldn't find anyone who would transmute Arcanite for me for like almost an hour.
I mean, the thing is, there are so many more valuable things to transmute since that stuff became irrelevant. But it just sucks because the content, the PvE content is largely considered irrelevant. I mean, it's not irrelevant if what you want is to see the content, right? Yeah. I mean, we've been having a good time going through instances that, you know, going into dungeons that are too low level for us, and the loot that the bosses drop is not particularly useful to us, but it's cool. It's cool because we never got to see it because we didn't, like, group up with people at the level cap when the level cap was where it was before the expansion. But the shitty thing about that is that every level 60 dungeon, in order to see all the stuff in them, you have to run them, like, 15 times to do all the fucking quests that require you to go back in and out and back in and out and back in and out, because that was all there was to do when the game first launched. And they haven't, like... I really feel like they're sort of... I can understand their unwillingness to go back and work on old content, but I'm really glad that we don't have that. I feel like we have... Our game is better for us having paid attention to... You know, and having revamped earlier zones, you know, we could use the defense that they use and say, well, you know, yeah, sure, we know how to design content better now, and we're focusing on designing entirely new content for new people. Us having the Ascension mechanic,
they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot, though, because how many people are buying the game new, and the new content, a lot of it is, or at least, if you don't choose a Blood Elf or a Draenei, it's the old content. And these new players have to fight through 60 levels of the old content before they get to see
the new
stuff.
Is, the old content is good.
Oh, yeah.
The first time through. I mean, it's as good as it was. It's just the stuff at the level cap that's all fucked up.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the game, once they started expanding it, that was as finished as the low-end game was ever going to get, right? Like, they have done a single patch where they added a new, like, city into a lower-level zone.
Yeah.
With some new quests. It was pretty cool.
I suspect that their second expansion will be a lot cleaner.
You think?
A lot cleaner of a transition than...
I'm curious as to what they're going to do. What I really hope is that 10 primals turn into whatever the new elemental crafting ingredient is. That's the other thing. We're playing through the game, and there's all these, like, you know, like the equivalents of, like, the, you know, powders and nuggets or whatever that are used for crafting stuff, and they are just worthless. They would have been really sought after before, but the expansion came out, and it's like, oh, it's as if we suddenly decided that every crafting recipe at the high end was going to take the elemental gems from Pulverize, right? And so wads just aren't worth anything at all anymore. Not that wads are primarily used in crafting, but it's... Yeah, I don't know. I really hope that they don't... I really hope that they take some steps to not just render all the level 70 content as irrelevant as all the level 60 content is now. Partially that's because I have a great deal of love for the level 70 content because I've spent a lot more time with it, so maybe everybody else felt like that before, and maybe people like that need to be ignored. The Pretender says, thank you for the Black Forest Clover adventure, but could you add black pepper to it? Farming for black pepper in hardcore is really a pain. Well, I mean, it's easier now, right? Be guaranteed a basket drop. Should take you fewer turns to get a clover in general than to get that Black Widow, right?
I would think so, yeah.
And then even then,
it's
you're
like
not
what
guaranteed.
Average of three turns to get a trinket out of a sewer.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
Think we should take a break?
Yeah, we might wanna. How about some Beach Boys,
sure.
And some Beastie Boys. And some beached
whales.
I love the colorful push rain and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. My mind excitation. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. Yeah.
The name of the king is Rock Rock. Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock Spock. You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean?
And we're back. Maniel says, the purple glow stick currently doesn't have a description. Is this intentional now? Probably it doesn't have a description ID. Let's see. There's 3218.
Ding dong.
Dang, are you finding? Yep, 3218. All right. The purple glow stick now has a description. It had a description before. You just couldn't see it. Istanbul says, yesterday, all five of my cocktail crafting ingredients that I summoned were coconut shells. Today, all five of them were coconut shells again. What are the odds? I'm saying 1 in 3 to the 10th.
Unlikely, but not impossible.
The Duke of Doi Tung says, how come when making a banana smoothie or a banana-based cocktail, you don't get a banana skin? Are you putting the skin into the smoothie or cocktail? Yuck.
Of course.
That's where all the potassium is.
Yeah, that's vitamins, man.
And the hallucinations.
Yes.
Not Argent says, what? No Loch Ness Monster reference at 3,50 during O Cap'n My Cap'n? What's, I don't get the 350.
Yeah, that went over my head.
Oh, 350.
Gonna need about 350.
All right. Yeah,
and the fourth time.
That is funny. Yeah. Kevin B. says, can getting ultra-hydrated in the desert be a choice adventure where you can choose not to use an adventure, so if you actually want to adventure in the Oasis, you don't have to waste one out of every five adventures? No. If you want to adventure in the Oasis, you have to waste one out of every five adventures. Yep. That's just...
It's just as hot in the Oasis as it is in the rest of the desert. It's just that there's water there for you to drink.
Yep. Good narrative explanation.
I was just thinking, wet water, too.
There's just a tax on adventures there.
Taxes are a good thing, right?
Yeah, they are. Kimmy says, howdy, guys. Wondering why you need two flanges to make a clockwork clockwise dome when you only need one to make a counterclockwise dome. Well...
The normal orientation of a flange is Widdershins, obviously. Yeah. So in order to get a direction that's not Widdershins, you have to install two Widdershins flanges.
Yep.
Duh, didn't you take basic mechanics?
Basic Widdershinning class?
Yeah. you see what I did there?
Widdershinning 101.
Yes.
Tyler Salt says, or perhaps Tyler's Alt, the Final Fantasy first monster that you fight is generally an imp.
Huh?
Yeah, we were talking about. Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay. That's gonna be timeless, you know.
I'm sure.
That's gonna be a lasting comedy. That's not. Blizzbob says, Mornington Crescent reference, please. It is the gangsterest shit ever. Yeah, I would describe Mornington Crescent as some gangster shit.
Yeah.
Seriously. Also, we don't really have subways in the kingdom. Mornington Crescent is about subways, right?
Yes.
Okay. LOTE says, hey, why is this Diamonds Club jacket more rare? I don't know.
That'd be funny, actually, if we made it very difficult to get. Rutar Klepp says, thanks for mentioning my question on the air last time. I've since realized that the problem isn't specifically about possessives, but about non-alphabetic characters in general. And also, one alphabetic character, the Enye and Pinata. But right now I see there's another weird thing about the Cho-La-La translation. It seems to vary with the function I select on the drone. For instance, Nobgoblin is Ho-Zevisome if it's buffing, as in Nobgoblin Scimitar or Melon Baller, but it's Zac-Fupu if attacking. I really enjoy the Cho-La-La content, and I'm intrigued by the translation procedure, which seems to be set up to guarantee phonotactically plausible translations, and consistent ones, I thought, until I noticed this discrepancy. Yeah, that's weird. I'm not entirely sure why it would be doing.
Maybe the translation changes due to verb tense.
It's the same function.
I'm being sarcastic.
But it's the same function, so it really... There's got to be something weird going on. How? The thing is, that whole... It translating the names of monsters and items was something that we did not plan on. I stuck that in at the very last minute, and it's not surprising. I should probably talk to you about that function, because I did not have the regular expression. It is horrible the way that I had to do that.
The problem that you wanted to solve could be solved with regular expressions.
Yeah, I mean, what I could probably do is, in things that are supposed to be translated, I could just strip out enyes and apostrophes and numbers.
Probably. Or like HTML control characters or some shit.
Yeah.
Like the easy cook oven, assuming that that was a combat item, which it's not.
It'd be a weapon. Weapons and monsters are the only thing. If there was a weapon with a trademark, Tomato Bob says, to better pique your interest in watching Angel, later on, Ben Edlund is a writer/producer. Ben Edlund is in The Tick, and after a while, his involvement gets pretty obvious. I may someday watch Angel, but it was enough of a commitment to say I'm gonna watch Buffy.
Yeah,
I watched the first episode of the third season last night. It was kind of, it was weird. It was a little crazy. Cheese Dude says, I like the taco machine idea. You could allow us to make an Uber taco, adding goat cheese, chorizo, and some veggies with the shell. Also, why does this game lack apples? Seriously, there's every other fruit you could think of. I want apple pie. What's an apple?
Huh?
I've never heard of that. Is it some kind of, like, weird tropical fruit?
If we're going to put in a Herodric taco cube in there, every time you use it, there has to be a flash file in the back room that says, stay a while and listen. Well, it has to be me imitating
it. It has to be you imitating Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I still want to make the expansion to Diablo 2 that's from Kane's perspective. So you play, you play through Diablo 2. And then you unlock the play as Kane mode, but it's in parallel with your original run. So the first part of the game is you waiting in the cage for as long as it took you to let him out of the cage the first time. And then you see a copy of you run up and it lets you out of the cage. And then you have to go back to town every time your original character went back to town, or it creates a paradox that kills you. And you get access to all this cool shit, but you can only go there for a few minutes at a time because he's like, he can't use town portals either. He just has to walk. And there's like eventually you get like a spell that lets you know when you're going back to town, but before then you just have to wait for it. Try and remember how many times.
That's not a new game.
No, it should be awesome. Plus, you wouldn't actually be able to fight anything. You would just know what everything was, you know. So you'd be walking around and be like, oh, "That's a ficus," you know. Like, you'd be able to mouse over all the scenery and
Thanks
stuff.
A
and
lot,
it would tell you, like, you know, who made this fence and like, you know.
I'm sure glad I stayed a while and listened.
Yeah, I don't know, but you'd level up by learning things about, you know, rocks, become a geologer.
I'm sure that will work out well for someone.
Great White Nerd says, you should add the letter K as a drop and make it auto-sell for 1,000 meat. Now, because then people would want to make a wank.
Yeah.
And a, crad. You could make a dank. K-nad.
A dank.
What?
A dank.
I already said dank.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't hear you say dank.
Lucifer Standard says, how long do you estimate it would take to draw Morrissey's pompadour on every monster in the game? Well, I would draw Morrissey's pompadour once, and then I would say, hey, hot stuff. Add this to every monster in the game. And I don't know how long it would take him, but it wouldn't take me very long at all to draw that and then say that. Fred Levi says, did you change something? I can't click multiple use links at once and have everything used when the page loads anymore.
Don't do that!
Yeah, don't do that anyway, but there may well have been something that... It may just be that that's not working anymore because the web servers are too responsive.
Yeah. Something I wanted to point out here. Eek, there is a letter in my dupe says, the molybdenum magnet is still showing up as my last used item in combat, but I don't have any more. I actually fixed that today.
Oh, cool. Was it just not decrementing the...
Yeah, whenever you complete the quest...
Oh, right. Yeah, it wasn't updating. Yeah.
So, a Naked Jew pointed it out.
We got to do... Eek, there's a lure in my dupe is a Naked Jew's multi. So.
I didn't know that.
There is... There is another issue. We really need to fix the thing where somebody sending you a combat item causes it to not show up. Which we just... I'm pretty sure that we just have to do that player table thing where it sets a thing that says, hey, reload your flags, faggot. Reload your flag.
I'm sure the code will be very embarrassed when it hears other code calling it a faggot.
Yeah. No, it's calling the player a faggot.
Okay.
Really, sending somebody a combat item is equivalent to calling them a faggot.
I see.
Yeah. And sending them a weapon is the same as raping them.
Well, what happens if you send them a roofie?
You have to send them that before you rape them.
Oh, okay.
If we consider every heterosexual sex act to be rape, which we must.
Yeah.
That was the best sentence. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be some more demons to summon? Yeah, again, you know, cool idea that petered out.
Yep.
That's something that we don't think of, though. When we think about new content and what to put in it, we think about tattoos and trophies, but we don't necessarily think about demons.
Yeah.
We have some ideas. What originally I wanted to do with that was I wanted there to be long, difficult chains of demons to unlock. I don't know how good a demon would have to be to make it worth using in an Ascension run. Once we added the requirements, the material components to the summoning, we kind of rendered it less relevant for Ascension
content. Depends. I mean, you could get the materials needed to summon it once just randomly in the course of the game.
I guess that's true. You are spending a reasonable amount of time in the castle. And probably an Ascender is in the castle with plus non-combat on, too, so they're getting the... Hmm. Do you get candles from the adventure where you go into the some of the rooms?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Uber Noodle Boy says, there are a bunch of melee-only attacks, thrust smack, lunging thrust smack, the various butts, Spectral Snapper. Spectral Snapper does not work like that. I don't know where that... unless there is something seriously wrong. This is the second time somebody has said something about Spectral Snapper working, like, Spectral Snapper failing if you had a ranged weapon equipped. And that should not be happening. That is very much a spell and not a special attack. Anyway, but no ranged-only attack skills. Could we get some rapid-fire or snipe skills? The problem is, no matter what you're holding in your hand as a melee weapon, odds are you're going to be hitting the monster with it. But when ranged weapons are either guns or banjos, it's sort of hard to thematically, like, oh, yep, I'm going to snipe you with my banjo. Like, sneak up on you and play a single note really loud on my banjo. There was a... at the place where I bought my very first acoustic guitar was called the Prescott Folklore Center. Which I only knew from somebody telling me that they fucking sold guitars, and that's what it was a guitar store. But nope, it's the Prescott Folklore Center.
Wow.
Like, you know, I drove by it 100 times. That's some kind of hippie bullshit.
According to Dr. Van Mojo, you can't use Spectral Snapper with a ranged weapon, because, you know, that's just not how ranged weapons work. Verified on Dub 5.
That's not supposed to be like that at all.
I'll go look at it.
Yeah.
With my
weird
people.
It's
possible that whenever I was coding up the butt skills and the combos that I may have...
Oh, that you thought that Spectral Snapper was... Yeah, okay.
Or it just may have been an artifact of the way that I coded it. I'll double check it and see.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, but they their thing over the door that let them know when somebody was coming in, rather than a bell, it was this thing that was set up to, like, draw this popsicle stick across the strings of a banjo. So whenever you went into the building, it just, like, played this chord on a banjo. I thought that was cool. Polka Pilfer. What?
Yes, that's the case. I just put an exception in there where, if it's Spectral Snapper, it doesn't care what kind of a weapon you have.
Okay. Does that set... is Spectral Snapper in that specials array?
It is not, but it's in the fight script. If you cast any Turtle Tamer spell at all, it checks to see if you don't have if you have a ranged weapon.
I gotcha.
And since Spectral Snapper is Turtle Tamer.
Okay, so we'll need to whitelist any other Turtle Tamer skills that we...
which of them that you can use in combat is only Spectral Snapper.
But if we make any more, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll put in a whitelist.
Okay. Is it the same with Steel Clubbers? Do they have any combat skills that don't require a...
No, all their combat skills are melee and have a lot of code repetition in them.
That's cute.
That's cute.
I'll let you guys do the questions since I'm typing.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, I just started reading shit. That's what I shouldn't do. We're on the radio. Polka Pilfer says, if resting becomes an adventure zone, as has been postulated on several recent radio shows, will we still be able to adventure there when we're falling down drunk? That's a good question.
Because
you can rest when you're drunk now. Doesn't really do anything for you. Maybe it could just give you a different... You could have crazy drunk dreams, man.
Ooh.
Let's see. Giga Shadow. Fi, fi, fi. Am I the only person on Earth who's sick of hearing people talk about Portal? Still Alive isn't even a good song. See, I don't like Jonathan Coulton, but I like that song. That's the, like, the one Jonathan Coulton song that I can definitely say, like, I like that song. And I am a little sick of people saying that Portal just, it revolutionized the art form and changed the way we think about video games. Like, it was a good game. And it was a different kind of game than a lot of games, but it was not, you know, not all that groundbreaking, really. You know, it was a game based around a single gimmick, which is cool.
And it was exactly the length, or at least I thought exactly the length that a game that was based around a single gimmick needed to be.
Yep.
And can we push things not
yes,
at all over?
We can.
Yep. Or push right, rather?
Yep.
Okay. Then I'll push that out. Actually, I should make sure that I didn't accidentally make it so you could use those with, or use butt skills with a ranged weapon, just to be sure.
DVMA President says, so how much meat did the raffle sink altogether? Several other people asked that, too. It's like 23 billion meat.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. I'm curious, what kind of audio hardware do you guys use for the show? Mixer, mics, etc. We use cheap shit headset mics, and our mixer is a series of headphone splitters.
Which works somehow, we're not sure.
Yeah.
But it works.
Amplitude keeps threatening to set us up with some decent equipment over here. You know, with some
He's
actual...
been threatening that for about 2 years.
Yeah. He actually lives right down the street now, though, so that's...
Yeah, it's infinitely more realistic that he would do it now.
The problem that I have with that is I don't want to be chained to a mic on a desk. I want to be able to stand up and talk, because I do that sometimes, and I want to be able to lean back in my chair.
Have you ever seen, like iSpeculum set up?
I have. I don't really remember it.
I mean, he has mic stands and stuff, but you can take the mic out of the stand and walk around with it. You know,
yeah.
It's got a pretty long cord.
So you could be like Tom Jones. I could be like walking around and be like, so anybody here from out of town? And you guys would be like, yeah, remember when we moved here? And I'd be like, oh yeah. Yeah. And then I could sing lounge songs.
Hey.
I'm sure that would go over well.
Frazzle Hoon says, I would like to have a baby for the derby. Baby for the demolition derby? He goes on to say, make sure it is a long baby, but not too grizzled. A grizzly short baby will not do. Not for the derby.
What the fuck?
No idea. Having a baby for a demolition derby would be kind of shitty, because,
yeah,
first of all, there'd be nowhere to tie
right
that
away.
Stick, you know, and then the first time it got hit, kind of like, you get arrested, and you have to break the stick.
Don't give him the stick.
It ends up just breaking the baby's arm instead of the piece of wood. I talk about that like it's something that everybody understands, but
yeah.
I'm not positive that they do that in all demolition derbies.
I've never even heard of that.
There is...
I've never been to a demolition derby.
My uncles were big into... I don't understand this, man, because they did not have a lot of money, but somehow they would, you know, come up with a few $100s to buy some shitty car that we'd always get to paint it. All the kids would, like, paint our names on the car or whatever, so that was always kind of cool. But, so the way that it worked there, at least, was that you would, people typically had a lot of, like the hardware store would give you a yardstick, you know, so there were all these, like, promotional yardsticks, and everybody just had, like, 10 of them next to their refrigerator, right? That might have been a common, like, 70s, 80s thing rather than a common Midwest thing, but still, so... On your demolition derby car, on the frame, like you took the windshield out and you took the windows out because you don't want to get your throat cut
right.
First time you get hit or whatever. But on the frame, on the, I don't even know what to call it, like the thing that is the left border of your windshield from where you're standing, the thing that goes from the back of the hood to the front of the roof of the car,
okay.
They would tape a yardstick with half of it sticking up, and if your car was disabled, but it wasn't obviously disabled, you would break the yardstick to indicate that you were no longer a target.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's what I meant about that whole breaking the stick off in the baby.
That was a really convoluted reference.
It really was. Chunky Feces the Homosexual says, hey, that's... Who would have thought there would be a worse name than Chunky Feces? Can we get Summon Divine Favors added to the skill list on the character pane? No. In fact, I think what we should do is remove the other tome skills from the skill list. Yeah, because that's what's bothering people, right? Although, now they're going to be angry because, what, I had skills and I don't have them anymore. Well, sorry, they're not skills anymore.
Probably shouldn't talk like that, but it's fun.
Hate that mongoloid voice.
Does transcendental olfaction get to stay?
That is a skill.
Okay, I forgot.
FunFrog211 says, Dear Dick, I was wondering when the next KOL convention will be held. I would love to go to one, and I could.
Isn't there a post in...
Yeah, there is. He's wanting us to have one in Houston, though.
Oh.
And we don't do official KOL get-togethers anywhere but Phoenix.
Because we're lazy.
Whoa, weird. Lord Ike says, hey, great job on the game. I frequently download the podcasts, but have found that on Zune Marketplace there are missing episodes. I really like 120 Minutes with Jake and Scully. That's weird.
We don't post them on...
Yeah, we don't put them on Zune Marketplace.
Or
I don't know how that's getting there. I mean, Stargazer puts them on iTunes, right? Like, anything that is a podcast is technically aggregated by iTunes. Yeah. Nitin says, do you guys answer ridiculous questions? No, ridiculous questions, actually. No, we don't.
We are serious in everything we do. Alright, offending skills have been removed. I won't trivially announce that, because that's offending, I think.
Godfrey says, are you going to answer this question? Hint, the answer is yes. The Bub says, Ballyhoo should cookie itself, and, whoa, the Bub. I haven't heard anything out of the Bub in a long time.
Yeah.
Ballyhoo should cookie itself and remain a selected preference. The problem with that is that none of the other things cookie themselves and remain a selected preference. I don't think...
I'm pretty sure that...
It always selects your primary stat in that list, which is weird, but... DVMA Preston says, last question, what's the status on the custom title things you guys said should be unveiled this month? What is the story? How much is left to do on that?
The approval interface needs to be made, and the account interface needs to be made.
Okay, but they actually exist and would show up if people had them?
Oh,
now?
No, shit.
Oh. So, everything?
You can use the item and it submits
and it stores it somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
The approval interface needs to be made, which is basically most of the work.
Yeah.
I would be more comfortable if you did that, since
sure.
You're the one
who... Since I know how it's supposed to work,
yeah. I mean, quitting the account whatchamacallit in there, and then putting in the thing that lets people see it is not much work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's do that tomorrow then.
Sure.
I'll do the approval interface tomorrow.
I should actually be awake at a reasonable hour tomorrow, since I've managed to stay up this late. It's kind of nice. Hopefully.
Yeah, that would never work for me. I would stay up late, and then I would sleep until 6 p.m. tomorrow anyway.
I'm pretty good about getting 8 hours of sleep, even if it's broken up into chunks. Just, I don't know what it is.
Leo Pluridon says, hey, I just started playing Twilight Heroes, and I was wondering where the best place to get chips was. I adventure in the casino when I'm trying to get a lot of chips.
I'd say Inside Fish. Wait, that's not where they keep chips. Never mind. Then you can mine for the fish.
Glebe says, will you ever give Pastamancers an intrinsic benefit? Even a +1 turn duration to Entangling Noodles would be a real boost. I was surprised that we didn't do that. I rewrote the Entangling Noodles code the other day because I was switching everything away from one invisible way of doing things that you guys would never notice to a different invisible way that's slightly easier on the server. I would have thought that we would have given Pastamancers a better response from Entangling Noodles. But...
Well, why don't we?
I guess we could. We should just nerf it for everybody else. That's an NS-13 kind of thing. Alan Q. Smithy says, I saw Cannonball Run for the first time the other day, and it made me want to take my bitchin' meat car out on the open road in a race across the kingdom. You could fight mobile versions of all the monsters like Baron von Ratfink and Ferrari's Mobies. The prize money could be needed to keep your guild from being taken over by the Mafia. Zero senses. Attention, Jake. Thank you for the Forum Wars heads up. That is all. Oh, you're welcome. That game's pretty fun. Noinamg says, how about getting rid of the imprinting thing on the login page? The reason that I haven't done it, to be perfectly honest, is that if I take it off of there, I won't be reminded that I need to put it in the Canon Museum. And so then instead of people bugging me about that, they'll be bugging me about putting it in the Canon Museum. I also thought about putting a leaderboard on the front page that was number of people annoyed. It wouldn't even be a leaderboard, but it would be number of people annoyed by this leaderboard. And it would just be a number that went up every time somebody clicked that they were in the number of turns wasted to get on this leaderboard.
That was the
Yeti protest.
I was number one on that board the very first day it was out. Burned sober pills and everything.
Yep. And Naked Jew says, damn, Jick, you just gave me flashbacks with that note you made ending abbreviated A-N-U-S. Yeah.
Oddly prescient question. Noemanag says, I don't even know how you pronounce that, but where did you find, you know, anyways? Huh. From the leaderboard from, protesting. That's what it was. Now I can't even remember. That was sort of my first claim to glory, was being on top of the leaderboard for the most Yeti protests and what on the first day. And then sort of my asshole personality just sort of floated out like a calm spring breeze of asshole and permeated every corner of the kingdom ever since.
Huh, weird. Jeff is telling me to take Dub 5 out of the rotation.
Oh no!
It looks like he downed it anyway. Huh. That's where there's a ton of people on it. I wonder what happened. Weird.
Strange.
Naked Juice says, please make it so the Goomba and Beetle alternate between ascensions like the Hole in the Sky monsters. That's probably a good idea. Thaddeus Button says, the Heraldic Taco Cube makes me think of the greatest Akewood comic ever. And then, I don't like Akewood.
You know, that, like Akewood.
I don't know. That thing about the onion in the cookbook was kind of funny. The way to slice an onion without crying.
Yeah.
Grease it and then hit it with a hammer. Noah Nam says, and Neil Patrick Harris is gay. Mr. Rar says, will player number 2 million get something special? Probably disabled, like player number 1 million for being part of a fucking
Speaking of which, don't do that.
Yes. Don't make a bunch of accounts in the hopes that you will get player ID number 2 million. Because if you do it, the account is going to get disabled and you won't have player ID number 2 million.
Yeah. We don't have gifts here. This is not 4chan.
We don't have gifts?
Gifts.
Chuckles Manfred says, the biggest reason I know of in more complicated MMOs for weaker monsters to quickly drop off in XP gain is to promote people forming parties rather than soloing. Makes fun, optimal the biggest reason I know... What? Oh, weird. Makes fun optimal. Okay. The thing is, I don't feel like there is actually an experience bonus to grouping in World of Warcraft.
There is. There absolutely
There's a little
is.
A little bit of one, but I mean...
Well, here's the thing. If you are a level, say, 10 buttfucker in World of Warcraft, and you group up with
a
bunch of...
prestige class?
Yeah, it's a prestige class. Anyway, and you group up with a level 70 mage, and you group up with three other level 5 just whatevers... And you all go into Dead Mines, and the mage pulls the entire instance, AoEs the crap out of everything. You get more experience by having those other three characters there than you would if it was just you and the mage.
Huh.
Because there is a discrete group bonus that you get just from being grouped.
I guess what I was thinking, the way I always read that, is that you got a group bonus, but it was a group bonus that was applied to the amount of experience the monster was worth, and then that number was split up between
the experience that you get from killing one monster in a group is obviously split up.
So I mean, so then you are getting less experience per monster by killing it in a group. So you have to be killing monsters faster than
Or the monster has to give more XP in the first place due to the fact that it's elite or You know,
okay, I guess it's extra. I guess I mean you'd be killing higher level mobs, but yeah,
they're not really higher level smunches. They're just elite.
Sure,
like a level 14 elite monster is going to require, you know, either a lot of effort by you or a group of five people to kill, and it will give commensurately larger amounts of experience points, which are then divided amongst the group.
Gazback says, looking at the main map, I see a huge blank spot on the left of the nearby plains. Any plans for that? No. Also, I love how the Krimborg Assault outfit makes you look like Judge Dredd.
What?
I am the law.
But it makes you look like Master Chef. I mean, Master Chief. Lord Ike says, I was just wondering, are you guys planning to do anything else with the wings effect that comes with drinking a red Minotaur? Yeah, it's actually going to start... randomly, you'll start randomly getting private messages from Tony Shalhoub. And he's all like, you know, remember when I was the taxi driver on Wings? And that other guy who went on to be in the miniseries of The Shining. And and Thomas Hayden Church. It's kind of funny, because at the corner of Thomas and Hayden, there's this church. There's also a church over by my house that looks like a giant ass. It's like these two domes. It's actually three domes, but you can only ever see two of them at a time. It just looks like a giant ass.
Neat.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's religiously significant.
Yeah. Giant ass Methodist. Let's go. Anonymous Bastard says, is this 120 minutes of World of Warcraft? It's 120 minutes of whatever the fuck we feel like talking about, Anonymous Bastard.
Yeah.
Why don't you log on to a real account instead of hiding behind... Oh, wait. That is a real account.
You like World of Warcraft. Shut up.
I mean, we're talking about game design, and that's a game that gets some design.
Yeah. And they're only 1,000 times larger than us.
Gleebs is suggesting an I Buried Paul demon in the Oasis. There is a Beatles demon written,
yeah,
but we couldn't figure out... There was something that we just didn't have a good idea for on it. And it didn't end up getting done.
Yeah. The adventure where you get the name is written, we just don't know what the demon is or does.
Is that what the story was?
I think so, yeah.
That's weird. I thought there was some other... Are you sure it's not that it was... in a zone that ended up with a different demon or something? Like,
no, it's in the castle.
Yeah. Well, spoiled Zors.
Oh, shit.
Dom. Not anymore. Putinesca says, Spectral Snapper does fail when you have a ranged weapon equipped, and it doesn't make sense. No amount of saying it shouldn't be happening will fix it, unless you have some magical abilities that we're not aware of.
Poof! We've gone back in time and fixed it.
Huh. Devjo says, I often summon the demon who gives me preternatural greed during ascension runs to collect meat from the brigands for that subquest. Oh, that's cool. Gazbeck says, haven't you seen Kung Fu Hustle? They kill people with some kind of stringed instrument in that movie. I've never seen Kung Fu
Hustle. That's a good movie.
I saw Shaolin Soccer. I wanted to watch Shaolin Soccer before I watched Kung Fu Hustle because I didn't want to be like, this is like Kung Fu Hustle, only less... exciting, you know? I wanted to watch them in the order that they came out, because I felt like Kung Fu Hustle had a much better budget. So.
I thought Shaolin Soccer was pretty exciting.
No, I liked Shaolin Soccer. It had that girl with the crazy bread powers.
Yep.
Isn't there some anime that's...
Yakitate Japan. Yeah. It's really funny, actually.
Is it?
I don't know whether you would find it funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. A lot of the humor in that show is based on Japanese puns, which are translated very well. But if you're not... If the sort of person who doesn't like having jokes explained to you, you may not appreciate that as much.
I see. No Hurt Me says, there aren't enough Thundercats references in the game. Can we have a Snarf familiar? I have actually never seen an episode of Thundercats. I know nothing about Thundercats.
Have you seen the outtakes?
I have, and they wouldn't have, I mean, you know, it's just a bunch of people cussing.
Yeah,
as far as I'm
true,
concerned,
I guess,
it's just a bunch of people cussing, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
I want you to... Yeah.
what the fuck is a Samo flange?
I think that's the only thing anyone even remembers it from that.
Yeah.
Is the guy's name Lion-O, or like Lion-O?
Exactly.
That's... What the... What kind of retarded name is that?
It was the 80s.
Yeah. It's a marketing cartoon from the 80s name. What kind of name is She-Ra?
Well, she, that's, you know, she, it was, she was the response to He-Man, you know?
What kind of name is He-Man?
But He-Man was a phrase that meant something.
I found He-Man in World of Warcraft the other day. That was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What, how so?
He's one of, he's an NPC in Shattrath. I think he's one of the Battlegrounds reps.
Yeah, He-Man is just a word.
Oof.
Etymology dated 1758, meaning a strong, virile man.
Or cat on my balls, apparently. It's funny because the cat is heavy. Oh, goodness.
Sorry, I was reading that. Super mega. Istanbul says, how do you get gremlin juice out of the gremlins? Or is that one of those things we really don't want to know?
Pick them up and
no, it's juice that they drink. They were carrying it.
And doesn't the item description say that?
I don't know.
I think it does. Not sure.
MP122984 says, have you ever considered an RPG or RPG supplement based on KOL? No, I have considered a dietary supplement based on KOL, though.
Turns you into a stick figure.
Yeah, it's like, you know, wheat germ and...
And stripper.
I mean, isn't that the promise of every dietary supplement? It's going to turn you into a stick figure. You know?
Yeah.
Like, or at least approximate one.
We're out of questions. And Fusilaban's sick, so I don't know who's supposed to be covering the show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. He said he would do it if he had to. I'm going to feel bad, though.
Yeah, I could sit here for 30 minutes saying, stay a while and listen.
You could. And I bet no one would by the 8th or 10th time you did that.
Well, then I could just, you know, hang it up and there'd be dead air. No one would care.
Frazzlehoon says, the Villa document isn't really an effective meat tank, as I'm assuming it is supposed to be, because no one ever buys one. Thoughts on lowering the price to $100 million? I don't know, man. Like, I feel like they occasionally get sold in the mall, right? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, you know, on the one hand, I don't give a shit about Villa. And on the other hand, I don't give a shit about anything. And on still a third hand, I don't give a shit about NPC stores. That isn't true. I do give a shit about NPC stores and some other stuff.
Hey, you can get a pair of Travolton trousers, and that'll drop the price by something.
That's true. Or what you could do is you could get a pair of Travolton trousers, go back in time to just after the release of NS13 when there was an infinite meat bug in the gift shop. And then you could buy as many Villa documents as you wanted. I kind of quit reading Super Mega because the funny ones got fewer and further between.
I kind of stopped reading Super Mega because it didn't make any goddamn sense.
I mean, a lot of the time, it does not make any goddamn sense.
I mean, and that can be funny, but not consistently.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force principle.
Big James says, why would you pay for a game as overly complex as World of Warcraft? World of Warcraft is not all that complex.
I don't really have a problem paying for a game.
Yeah, I mean, it gives me hours and hours of entertainment.
Yeah, for the $15 that I spend a month to play World of Warcraft, I don't think there's any other activity that you can perform outside of the bedroom that gives as much entertainment as that.
For as little money?
Yeah.
Yeah, no questions. And Naked Jew says, just remember, Clerks 2 was originally supposed to be called The Passion of the Clerks. Eh. I kind of don't care about Kevin Smith anymore. Huh. The Mistro says, yes, He-Man is in World of Warcraft. He's the Arathi Basin Battlemaster, and his cat and gnome friend are beside him.
Yep.
And Of the Hill People says, FYI, He-Man doesn't wear a loincloth. He just has a glandular problem.
Whoa. So all he wears is that belt.
Yeah, just a belt in his own pubic hair.
Or, belt.
Or maybe that belt is actually his balls.
Do your balls
here's a community a community call out for is this funny or not? Imagine that you have a device that allows you to breathe underwater. And the way that this device works is not so much a device as a starfish.
I think it's an octopus.
You think it's an octopus?
So, yeah.
Okay, well, a starfish or octopus that you wear on your face that has gills and it extracts oxygen from the water and then farts oxygen into your mouth. And that's how you breathe. Is that funny?
I think that's funny.
Tell me, public, is that funny?
That's what I think, is...
Are you sure you don't mean...
You can tell that I like Deckard King, can't you?
Istanbul says, given any thoughts to the new Jewish KOL holiday, Kol Nidre? I probably, if I was Jewish or knew more about Jewish holidays, that would be a funny joke. Keep forgetting to make the dreidels not do anything on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, that's a joke that would only be funny to a handful of people now anyway, because hardly anybody has those dreidels, you know. Can you still get them in the mall? Can you still get them in Dyer Mall?
We need to run Dyer Mall.
I'm going to check the mall. Search the mall for dreidel. You still can for 16,400,000 meat at the cheapest. There's a good number of them in the mall, though.
Lycra says it's funny.
Okay, that's one. Rickett says, yes, the farting starfish is funny. Pantsla says, yes, funny. Gazvac says, sounds like something from The Hitchhiker's Guide. Renzi says, yes, it would be. RDFM says, only if you have to reciprocate for the starfish when you're on land.
You have to pee into it.
Istanbul
says, I wouldn't
want
to put it back on my mouth after that.
Istanbul says, no, that's not funny. You never go ass to mouth, man.
Glebe
says, it's funny. Preenyqueezer says, starfish equals funny. Funnier equals a second orifice that also burps oxygen, so you can pick between the fart and the burp. Who would ever pick the fart if you got a choice between the fart and the burp? I don't know. Burps are pretty sick. I think breathing somebody's burp is just as nasty as breathing their fart.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, thinking about breathing burps makes me feel kind of pukey, whereas thinking about breathing farts is just, like, gross, you know? Like...
Oh, man.
I'm asking the Fusil Iban. He really puts the ill in Fusil Iban.
Is he illin?
Being ill. I think he is illin. Hey, did you play that new Grow game?
Yeah.
I don't really like the Grow games. Yeah, there's a new
one. They're too confusing for me.
Yeah. I
always poke at them for like two or three tries, and then I do the walkthrough.
Check a walkthrough, yeah. That's what I did. I did two or three tries. I'm sure that there, you know, it's, yeah. There's like a sick guy, is why I thought of that just then. And you got to do stuff to make him feel better, like summon his wife and a fire and a...
Does his wife catch on fire?
Ice. No, she cooks some soup.
The
JS Games comments were like half, this game is fun, how do I do this? And then half, this game is sexist because it's a woman who cooks food. And then, okay, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't half, it was a quarter of that, and then a quarter, fuck you, retard. Which, I gotta say, right there with you. the Mistro says, yes, the octopus is funny, but only if you could use stingrays tied to your feet for flippers. A Naked Jew says, Kol Nidre is a prayer, not a holiday. I see. Of the Hill People says, could Jake ever take down Chuck Norris in a one-handed knife fight on the moon in less than 60 seconds until the air runs out for good?
In that, the one time that I punched him in the arm and he cowered like a little girl, I kind of doubt it.
No, you, that really hurt. And I totally didn't deserve it. All I was doing was singing an awesome, awesome song. Yeah, no, I know. You saw me thinking about singing it again, and,
punch you in the arm again.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna switch to music and hope that somebody comes to pick up the radio stream. Because, yeah. Alright, let's see. How about some Belinda Carlisle? Because that's just about gay enough. Alright, we'll see you kids later on.
See ya.
See ya.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
down the mountain.